What's up, guys, and welcome back to episode 105 of the Double Bogey Show. Today, we dove into the discounted items that you have to go get for the fall golf season. Also, a couple things that we're going to switch up in the bag for next year. And then we kind of touched on what are some psychotic things on the golf course that you've seen people do before. We hope you guys enjoy the episode.
They pipe that the wrong way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
Are you a grunty boy in the morning?
No, I'm more of a moany boy.
Oh man, that's even. Are you like shitting yourself and like scratching?
No,
you're not.
I don't wake up shitting myself.
Well, you know what I mean. Just like ripping ass in the morning.
Not until I get something in me.
I got a buddy who is the most moany, groany, shitting,
farting.
It's fucking disgusting, dude. And that what you did right there just reminded me of that. So I had to ask.
Good morning to everybody listening. If you're shitting and farting and moaning, you're fit right in. This is the afternoon. Get your shit together. You shouldn't be doing that anymore.
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. Everyone should be live and ready to go for the day.
You should have at least 400 milligrams of caffeine running through your body at this point. You should be good.
Who was it in, I believe it was episode 100, who said their favorite thing about the podcast was when we don't like clang and bang our energy drinks around the table?
His favorite thing is when listening to us clang our empty energy drinks onto the table.
See, I'm usually pretty good at timing it out. I usually, this will last me an entire podcast.
Yeah, I don't. I just have most of the time it's just empty and something for my hands to do.
Sure. Because right now you're a little bit confused. You're playing with your ring right now.
Yeah.
You just see like, hey, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah. It helps me with my hands because otherwise I'll pull my fucking beard out of my face.
Do you golf with your ring on?
No, I do, but I can't wear a glove anymore with my ring.
No shit.
It's weird. It like pinches it. So like I have a desk job. I don't have calluses anymore.
Yeah.
I have one callus.
You gotta start lifting
on just my ring finger. I don't have weights. I don't want to go to the gym either.
Okay, fair. Moving on.
I have one callus just on my ring finger because where the ring like pinches on it, and then the glove gets stuck in there, and then I can't straighten my ring finger out. Mm. It's weird.
So your ring finger is like strained almost. You said you can't straighten it out?
When the glove is on. The glove gets caught underneath the ring, and then I have to like fucking pull on my finger to get my finger straight because it gets like bind it up underneath
there.
What
the fuck?
So now I just golf with no gloves and I actually like it.
Let me take a look at that because that just doesn't seem right. I always golf with my ring on and I don't know. I feel a little bit more sense of security with the club. Like I it's almost like locks the club into the crook of my fingers.
Yeah.
If that's the correct word for it. Yeah.
I mean, the ring is on. I still golf. But now I just don't use the glove.
But you're
anymore.
No glove type of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm currently on, I want to say, my fifth golf glove of the year.
Yeah.
And because there's not that much time left, I'm like, I just got to ride this.
You're
baby
trying
out.
To stretch every gross black stiff glove out for the rest of the season.
Yep. And once it gets sweaty, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it loosens up a little bit. But when that sucker sits, I mean, it's literally like a 2x4.
Maybe they need humidifiers like they do for cigars, but for your gloves to keep it loose.
A humidor, a little mini.
Yeah,
that's great.
A glove humidor.
So a humidor just keeps moisture into like a cigar box or
keeps
like
it humid.
A cigar room or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, those can't be cheap, right?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. Well, I got this glove thing back here. You're supposed to put your glove on it. I don't fucking know.
Well, here's another hack that I've told you guys before. Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Costco?
Yeah, we can talk about
whatever
we want.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we could or not. Four or five pack for like $24. Mm-hmm. And that will literally last you 4 months. You have one golf glove per month, unless you're in the dead of summer and you're golfing in the afternoon. That's why I like golfing in the morning because your hands don't get as sweaty.
Yeah.
It prolongs the golf gloves.
That's
so
also something too that I've noticed now without golfing with gloves is my hands are crisp and cool and clean at all times. They don't ever feel weird.
Hmm. Yeah, that is interesting.
And my scores haven't gotten worse. So
my hands do get torn up though. I don't know. I feel like, got better grip. You also have better grips than I do on your clubs.
I do have nice grips. That is about the only nice thing consistently across all my clubs is the grips are all good.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about things that we're looking to upgrade or like switch out come the winter golf season,
mm-hmm.
especially for simulator time. Now, You know, I never golfed last weekend. You never golfed last weekend. I'm assuming Jake never golfed last weekend.
I did not, no.
So that's, I mean, we're kind of in the season of like, it's a weird time. We're right in between like end of golf season, but also start of simulator season.
Yeah, we're not like, we're almost to the point of mourning regular golf, but we're not because we still have the option to golf. I'm going to golf next weekend.
Where are you golfing at?
Brainerd.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be really nice. Hopefully the trees are still the way they are right now.
Gonna hit up the gravel pit again.
Yep, that'll be a good time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird time, but in my mind, I'm like starting to think about, okay, what, like, I mean, I can't just leave my bag the way it is, Tyler. I need a new golf glove.
Why not?
That's
understandable.
I need, I don't know.
Will you be acquiring any new clubs this winter?
I just acquired a new club. You want to know which one it is? It's the flat stick. It's one of the new Wilson staff putters. But it's weird because I've always been for the past year, I've been the Odyssey two ball guy. And it's just felt a little bit heavy and overweighted on the bottom part. Mm-hmm. But this new Wilson, it's literally just like a strip of metal. Almost.
It's
milled on the face.
It looks very interesting. It's like a hybrid. It's like a super, super nice mini putter.
Almost. Yeah. But it also fucking rolls really true.
Yeah. It's strange to see you do that. Use that because it's so tiny.
It's from one end of the spectrum to the other. It's the big ass two ball 10 putter all the way over to the little new Wilson staff putter.
So what are I got a Wilson one as well. What are the two styles again? It's mallet and what?
I just call it flat stick.
Okay. I think the one that I have is the mallet.
I think, I mean,
pulling it up right now, guys.
Yeah. I actually don't know that. When people talk mallets and they talk
whatever
about
the other one is,
I don't know. Like, hey, my old putter, it's just an Odyssey two ball.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind it is.
Jake answers.
And we have blade, half mallet, and mallet. Those are the three types. Okay. So
mine's almost like a step below even a blade.
Yeah.
Because there's not all the fancy technology in the back. It's literally like the milled face, and then it's got some curvature in the back. And I don't know, it feels really fucking good. I feel like I have more control. Now it's about getting the pace down.
Yeah. Does it come off there less hot than the big mallet? Because
It does, which is nice for me.
Okay. Yeah. Because I could use that a little bit right now, I think. I went from grandma's ancient little ping that actually made the ping noise, right? Yep. And then you got me the spider putter, and then I got this Wilson putter. So I am in a putter identity crisis at the moment.
Bind.
Obviously, I was the best with the ping because I used it 4 years, right? Like I was used to it. I knew how hot it was going to come off the thing. It's easy to get used to something when you use it that long.
Yep.
The spider, I was just getting used to because it came off there a hell of a lot hotter than the ping.
Yep.
Now this, I'm having the same issue right now with the Wilson is I can't get my touchdown except for off the fringe.
That's a huge perk.
Out of nowhere, I am good at the Texas wedge. How many pars or how many bogeys did I save that should have been disaster holes? Because I put it in like 6 inches from the hole with the Texas wedge.
Many. And I think it's about taking little things like that away and being like, all right, what putter am I going to play this next year? What am I going to play in the simulator? Because putting in the simulator is just, in my mind, not realistic. I mean,
yeah, it's you can guess all you want, but like
exactly. But I don't know. There's just something different about because my two ball 10 putter has it's almost like a rubber face.
Really?
Yes. I'll show you when we get back downstairs. But the Wilson face is just like it's like a milled finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the little logo on the side. Looks super clean in the bag. And also it comes with a head cover too, which yes. I never used to be. When I started golfing, I would never put a head cover on my putter. And I started with a Wilson putter, the $50 Wilson.
Yeah, I remember that.
This price tag's still on it.
Yeah, price tag's still on it. And I would never have a putter cover on it, but now I love the putter cover because I can, like, if I'm pissed off, I can throw it against the ground or I can, like, throw it at a buddy or, you know, just lighten things up that way.
I just use it because it protects my putter.
Also, they're not clanging and banging.
Yeah, because the ping was the worst.
Yeah. Ding, oh, God,
ding,
yeah.
Ding. We're fucking bouncing around the car path, smooth as can be, and it's still making noise back there.
Yeah. No, I would agree, though, in terms of putting off the fringe. That's a huge benefit because remember at Mapleton the other day, I chipped one off the fringe. I was like 8 feet short. And I said, all right, I'm just going to putt this one just to see where I get 6 inches.
Yeah. I could not be a bigger, like, supporter of the Texas Wedge. And I used to think it was ridiculous because I loved chipping, right?
Yep.
I'm like, I'm going to chip whenever I can. Don't.
Me too.
It's easier.
Like, because instead of just making a long putt, you chip in.
Yeah.
Like there's a difference in how people perceive both of those statements. Like, hey, I made a 25-foot putt today. Well, that's sweet. Hey, I chipped in. I chipped in off the fringe today. Chipping in just seems a lot sweeter.
It does. But if you tell someone you sunk a 60-footer off the fringe with your putter, that's just as impressive
in
my opinion.
Sweet. Yeah. And also, like, we're getting to a point now where the short game is becoming more and more important to us. It is like, all right, you have the goal of breaking 90. I broke my 80 already. But it's crazy how many strokes can add up within 20 yards.
And I think putting has been a huge help to me because, like, I'm hitting my irons the same as I always have.
Yeah.
I'm putting from fucking everywhere. The other day,
literally the tee box.
I putted out of the sand twice.
Yeah. I need to start practicing that because I think that's also like one of the hidden gems of golf is putting out of the sand and being decent at it.
Yeah. The trouble is like you can't ground your putter.
Yep.
Right. It's the same as any other club. So the one time I did fuck up hitting out putting out of the sand, I topped the ball because I was nervous about getting too much sand. So my advice would be you can still take a little bit of sand with the putter. Just make sure you don't top it because it's not going to go anywhere.
But also here's the thing. If you hit, like, if you like grab a little bit of sand or you hit too low on the ball, it's almost going to create like a, so every putt skids just a little bit off the club face. And if it skids, even with a little backspin and the sand is super soft, that fucker's not going anywhere.
Yeah, you got to hit it hard.
You got to hit it hard.
Make sure you don't top it.
But you also got to practice that shot because, again, we never practice our wedges out of the sand. So just start practicing your putter out of the sand.
There's a pass on that.
Yeah.
It's also people look at you like you're an idiot. And then when it works, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, back to the original statement of like, hey, what are you looking to upgrade? I think I'm gonna stick with the mallet putter,
blade
putter. You got the mallet. Yes. I have the blade.
Yes.
See, this is how little of importance putters had in my mind before this year.
Yeah.
And now it's the best club in the bag.
We're getting older. We're parents. We're slowly, it's no longer becoming us idolizing the old men. We're becoming them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One summer at a time, we stray further from the light.
Yep.
I think that's you appreciating putting more is one of the symptoms of becoming old.
Yeah. I also think I want to put a fat grip on it.
Oh.
One of those fat boys.
I'm out on fat grips.
Really?
I don't like them.
You like mediums?
I do. I don't want the skinny either. I don't want like an iron grip on my putter. But I don't want the big freaking barrel of the baseball bat. Yeah.
Yep.
I think the stock grip that comes with the Wilson is like maybe a little less than medium grip.
Yeah, it's very close to medium. So I do like that grip. I mean, I would like if it's a tiny bit bigger, but it's, I mean, the fucking grip I was using on the old Ping for the longest time was skinnier than that.
Yeah.
So.
Also, just Wilson as a brand is fucking sweet. Like, do you remember playing with like Wilson footballs and Wilson basketballs and Wilson? I mean, you dig into someone's toy closet back in the day, probably some Wilson stuff in there. So it just kind of brings back some good memories. On top of that, Tyler, I think I need new grips on my clubs.
Yeah.
No, I don't need new grips. I just want new grips.
Do it.
So would you recommend doing it yourself or bringing them in?
I would recommend buying them yourself online. It's cheaper.
How do I know which ones I need?
You can go in and test them out and see which grips you like and then just buy them online.
Okay.
Buy them online. It's cheaper. But bring them in to get them put on. Mm-hmm. Unless you're getting ones that, Mike, I got the ones with the aligning strip on it. So there's like a little groove sticking out so I can put that in the same spot in my hands every time.
Do you do that?
Yes.
You do. Okay.
Uh-huh. I have the little ridge in the same spot in my knuckles every single time.
Does it help?
I think, I don't know. It's not hurting to have a consistent grip, I don't think.
Okay.
So that's the reason I brought it in. Because I don't want to put these on where the line's all fucked up. Because if there were
that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, if there was no gripping alignment, I would do it myself. Okay. So if you're not going to get the grip aligner, do it yourself.
I bought a putter grip this last off season, and I put it on my new putter that I got. Mm-hmm. And I made the mistake of having it be a little off center. You know, like the front face of it was flat. Allow your thumbs to be straight on the putter and stuff like that. And I put it on just a little off center. So now I have to kind of hold it cockeyed in my hands, which sucks.
That's not good.
No.
No.
I mean, you need to, yeah, you need to get that fixed.
You get an air compressor, you put it in that little hole at the end of the grip.
That's exactly what I did.
Blow it up, and then you can move it over now. You can readjust doing the same thing.
Yeah. So that's what I did to put it on.
Yeah.
So
I feel like putting grips on yourself is a very intensive job, especially if, I mean, yeah, you can YouTube a video. And I mean, so you need that double-sided tape.
Yep.
You need the solution. You need to pour the solution into the grip and give her one of these, the back and forth. And then you have to slide it on, and like the alignment part is what tricks me the most. I also don't have a vice
yeah,
grip.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure you need a vice
grip.
Well,
I got some clamps that can work for you. The solution, isn't it just like rubbing alcohol or some shit?
I don't know what it is, what they're putting in there. It looks like some, like
it's something that can dry without being exposed to the air that much.
Okay.
And I think it's some sort of alcohol.
Okay. But I think that's going to be on my list. The perception of Midwest golf is like, oh yeah, the season's coming to an end and there's got to be deals on all this stuff. But like, there's no deals on grips or clubs or anything like that, because these clubs are just selling nationwide, mm-hmm. right? And there's golf seasons that are year round nationwide.
You're going to get your deals on balls, clothes, tees and shit.
Even you think there's deals on balls?
Oh yeah.
You think they're trying to get rid of them restock for the next year?
Yep. Because really? There's going to be a new ball coming out. They want to get rid of the old.
That is true. And the merch is what I was getting to, is like, hey, if you want to stock up on some golf clothes, these pro shops in your area are looking at just discounting everything heavily and getting rid of it for new inventory next year.
You know where I've seen it the biggest?
Where?
Shoes.
Shoes is golf, another good one.
Like this year's big golf shoe is about to be 30% off in at least where we're from.
Yep.
Like it is like Minnesota, North Dakota, where there is just zero opportunity for you to go outside and actually golf unless you're going to Sweet Shots or something.
Yep.
Golf shoes are extremely discounted in the winter.
I did get my previous pair of golf shoes, my Jordans. Mm-hmm. I got those last November in Arizona.
Oh,
at a
yeah.
discounted price. Last pair they had. They're like, hey, I'll
yeah, and that
20.
Was even in Arizona, no snow.
Yeah. I'll give you 25% off of these things. I'm like, sold. The only reason I'm buying these is because they're 25% off.
Yep, so, I think that's the way to go. You could just discount hunt, and then you have all winter to look forward to using the shit you buy.
Well, I don't even think you need to wait till the winter. I'm wearing my new golf shoes. I wore my Jordans to the simulator all winter last year.
That's true. Sometimes I think I've seen you wear your golf shoes just like to work.
I've never done that.
Like just around the office?
Unless we're shooting a video that day.
Yeah. That makes sense.
No, I will never go that far, but I will, like, I mean, you got to be game ready, right? You got to be game situation. You're going to the sim. I want to feel like I feel on the actual course.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing my golf shoes to the sim. No question.
Yeah. This is a great tip. This is a piece of advice from Ryan that I'm sharing. Find a nice pair of golf shoes that look like dress shoes so you can wear them to weddings just in case.
I mean, I would say old school golf shoes resemble
they're kind of close.
They're kind of close.
Like my golf shoes, I got those Cole Haans. Remember those?
Yeah.
Those could almost pass as well. If I got to clean them up, they're dirtier than shit.
Yeah.
But I could potentially get away with wearing those at a wedding.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, just little nubs.
Big double if the wedding's at a golf course. Right. I mean, right there.
Yeah. You bring your sticks, you wear your shoes.
Okay. That's where I went wrong. I should have wore the golf shoes to the wedding.
You should have.
But I didn't know about wedding golf until I actually did it. So
now you know. Next time.
This next time. And with the discounts coming into play, I may have to get a nice, nice pair of golf shoes.
Get your casual Saturday golf shoes and get you a pair of wedding golf shoes.
Yes. Yes. I mean, how can you? Well, it's also like, you know, you wear a pair of Nike high top socks to church in case someone wants to get dunked on later.
Most churches have a basketball court somewhere.
Yeah. If someone wants to get beaten stroke play quick, I'm ready to go. Like, just let me hit the bar real quick. Get a couple two tree for the course. Go on out. Wait till that last group's through, though.
Yeah.
Wait till the last group's through, and then you don't have to pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
just hop in with that last group. Let them play ahead.
Yeah. Also, I mean, looking for balls at the wedding is elite. I found three balls before the wedding even started, and they're in my pocket.
What'd you do with them?
I put them in my pocket.
Nice.
I wasn't wearing a sport coat either, so I didn't have the inside pocket, but I had like a fake bulge almost.
Yeah. That's when you got to like nudge Meg in the ribs, be like, hey, can you put these in your purse?
She wasn't there. Otherwise, I would have done that. Otherwise, I 100% would have put them in the purse.
Yeah, there's more of my shit in Becca's purse than her own. Because I'm just like, hey, will you throw this in your purse? Because I don't want to have 90 things in my pockets.
I agree. Yeah. So guys, now's the time to get out and like get your discounts, get your new golf polos, your new pants, your shoes, buy some golf gloves, mm-hmm. do any of that kind of stuff, because companies are swapping out old inventory for the new inventory coming this year. The other interesting thing about the new inventory, Tyler, is, and I've talked about this before, the new clubs that are going to come out in 2023.
Yeah. What's the next thing? The big thing this year was the TaylorMade Stealth. Like new material. What is the next gimmick that clubs are going to pull?
I mean, I don't know the answer to that, but whatever it is, it's going to put 20 yards on your drive, and it's going to make you hit balls way, like way straighter than you normally would.
Yeah. Well, every driver says that.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder at some fittings, like I've never been to a PGA Superstore, but I feel like at some fittings, they're putting chapstick on the face of a driver.
Oh yeah.
And just so you hit that straight and just mm-hmm. so you have a better chance of buying that club.
Mm-hmm.
That's a genius idea as a salesman. Now, it's almost like the phishing scandal this last weekend.
Oh yeah.
You guys fucking see that?
Holy oh my God. Those guys were pissed. I mean, rightfully so. Did you see what the prize money was? It was like 40 grand or some shit.
I mean, last year alone, they took home 300K in prize
money
plus endorsements on top of that in 2020, 2021.
And they had to have been, they've obviously done this many times.
100%. I saw a screenshot from one of their YouTube videos, and there's a big ass bulge in one of the fish. They must have been making a video of one of the tournaments. A big ass bulge, like right where like the eggs or the sperm would shoot out of the fish. Big ass ballers, like that's an eight ounce weight right there.
So explain to the people who aren't caught up on this, what's going on this fishing scandal.
Yeah, so there's these, I don't know if they're brothers or whatever, this duo teammates. Of fishermen's teammates that go to bass tournaments or whatever fishing tournaments all over the United States. And essentially the way you win is
walleye
by most
tournament,
weight.
Sorry. It was a Lake Erie National Walleye Tournament.
Yeah, so they were shoving weights and
8 ounce
and
weights.
Old fillets, like fillets from other fish, into these fish so they would weigh more. And people have been suspicious of them for a long time, I guess, because they'll have a fish that looks clearly 22 pounds, weigh it, and it's 30. And people are like, what the fuck? That's weird. And then finally, somebody cut open a fish and found a whole bunch of 8 ounce weights. 8 ounce weights.
10 of them.
And yeah, that's unreal.
And I don't know the exact, like, I don't know the exact weight of the sinkers. There was at least two of them in each fish. And the guy who cut him open was like one of the head of the tournaments. He was like announcing the weights. He was announcing the teams that were coming in. He was like the main guy up on mm-hmm. stage. And then, yeah, people started questioning him like, hey, my fish look the exact same.
Yep.
Your fish come from the same exact lake.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating the same exact stuff. They're probably the same year of class fish. Why are yours so much big? Why are yours 8 to 9 pounds more
right.
when you combine them all together? What's going on here? So when they cut those things open, the look of demise on that one of the guys,
the cheater's face,
on the cheater's face was, he's like, it's almost like Jeffrey Dahmer in the new Dahmer series. He's like, when he got caught, he's like, this is it.
Yep.
I got caught. I am done.
Yeah,
I am done.
The people at this fishing tournament too.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like the first time I've legit seen video of like what a classic angry mob looks like.
Yes.
they were going to kill this guy.
Yes.
And then the main announcer dude was like, everyone, I don't want anyone to touch him. I want you to leave. Just leave. Nobody touch him.
Yep.
Because like he knew that these people were ready to fuck this guy up.
Yeah. Professional fishermen are a different breed.
Yeah.
Because they have prize money. They have sponsorships on the line at mm-hmm. all times. And these guys have been doing this for how many years?
Yeah. Now, how much money do you think they've taken out of people's pockets by cheating? It's got to be. Like, if they won 300K in prizes last year, that's...
I mean, I don't... Like, if I was the second or third place guys, I'd be suing those guys for sure.
Yeah.
Because imagine the amount of money they're out because they couldn't get first place.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, do you think there's, like, a legal thing, like fraud? Like, that
yep.
they could be...
Yep, yeah. That's what they said. They'll probably get them on fraud. Yeah, probably more of a civil case than a criminal case.
Yeah. I wonder if the tournaments aren't going to get in trouble, too, for not checking.
How do you check that, though?
Metal detector, something.
Yeah, and this probably will change the sport a lot. That's actually a good idea. I mean, throw them through, like, a little metal
detector.
Like
a wand or something.
Yeah, like the security ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's different if a walleye swallows a jig or something
mm-hmm.
and you have to like cut the line or something like that, like a, you know, like a 1 ounce jig or a quarter ounce jig, like
Right. And the amount of fish that's happening too, I feel like would be, it's okay to cut those ones open, right? Because it's it's going to be very few of them.
Yep.
Like, it's not going to be a majority of the fish that have swallowed a jig. So you wave your wand over it, it beeps. Like, all right, I'm going to have to cut this one open. It's just a jig. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it's all I could see on my social media timeline.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Imagine like if someone, like what would be a big cheating scandal in the golf industry? I feel like this is how this got brought up, the chapstick thing on the driver. It's kind of like pine tar. Sticking pine tar on your on like your index finger, your middle finger, just to get a little bit more spin, a little bit more grip. The chapstick rule. I don't know how you do that though, unless you, I mean, you can't really fill your head cover with chapstick because it's going to be blatantly obvious.
Right. God, what could you do? I mean, you could have it like, you could do the hat baseball trick. You like have it on the bottom of your hat and it just looks
clean
like you're
club off.
Cleaning your club.
Mm.
I've never tried the chapstick trick.
Me either.
I've seen it so many times.
We should try. I've heard Vaseline too.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Same thing. Vaseline. And I,
cause it eliminates spin, correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So if you, I mean, if you have a massive slice and you eliminate the spin on that,
which I do, I should try this.
We should try it. We should do a little experiment with it to see if it actually works, or like the brand of chapstick that works the best.
Yeah.
Imagine going
which
out.
Which chapstick helps you cheat better?
Blistix, chapstick.
Burt's Bees.
My money's on Burt.
Straight Vaseline.
Mm-hmm. Carmex.
Carmex.
Oh, I want Carmex tube and Carmex squeeze.
Oh yeah,
there could be a difference. There could be a difference. Although, ever the stick, like the stick's going to be more going to keep your hands from getting dirty. You know, like we should play. We should do like a 2v2 or somewhere. Everyone puts chapstick on their driver head, and just like imagine if everyone's just striping drives down the middle.
We should do a 2v2 where just cheating is allowed.
Yeah.
But if you catch
what extent though, do you have to stop?
You can cheat as much as you want, but if you catch the other person, then they can't do it.
Okay.
So it's all about discretion.
That would actually be kind of fun.
So like you can foot wedge if you want, but if like I catch you, you got to move your ball back.
I feel like though, if that's the rule of, if it's like, hey, cheating is allowed unless you get caught, like, and then if you're in the trees, eyes are going to be on you
at all times. That's where this becomes a skill, how sneaky you can be.
I will tell you, I can't believe I'm sharing this, especially with my buddies don't listen to this. So the classic cheating move that I've gotten away with a couple times, Tyler, probably a handful of times in the last couple of years is, for instance, this last year, I had probably like an 8-foot putt and my buddy had like a 25 footer. So he was like over by the cart. I was like lining my putt up, whatever. He was over by the cart getting his club ready and whatever, ready to walk up on the green to go to his ball. Well, when he was at the cart, I hit my putt and I missed it. And I looked over and he was not looking at me. So I pulled it back and I redid the putt and I made it. And I'm like, what? I'm like, par, let's fucking go. He's like, damn, that was a nice putt. Nice par.
Yeah, God
and then,
damn it.
And then he missed his putt for par and I ended up winning that whole match play.
Do you feel good about it?
No. Well, I did.
Yeah.
Because he's the type of guy that will fluff his ball all the time.
Mm.
So he's a ball fluffer. I've caught him doing that before and I've called him out for it. And I'll tell you what, like getting called out for something like that is not fun.
No.
So, no. Or in a sand trap, for instance, so if I like duff one in a sand trap and they're over at their ball, like getting ready to hit their shot, not looking, I'll just pull that ball back and redo it. Again, this has only happened a handful of times.
So next
tournament golf, Tyler, I'd never do this.
So next time he fluffs his ball, you got to let it slide.
I normally do.
Okay.
I normally do, but I just want him to know that, hey, I saw you.
Okay.
But I normally do let him.
Do you hit
it.
Him with the counts?
One.
Yep.
Count it.
Every time. Most infuriating yet low-hanging fruit joke in the entire golf world.
Yeah, or like accidentally knocking your ball off the tee on the tee box.
Wind blows it off, counts.
One. Yep. Imagine if that was actually the thing.
It is in real life, like real like PGA. Like if you are like making an attempt at the ball and you just knock it, accidentally tick it, counts.
Look at Zach Johnson, though. We were talking about Zach Johnson before this, captain of the Ryder Cup. When he takes his practice swing, he gets really close to the ball and he has like towed a couple straight right. I don't believe that counts.
Yeah, it's just you have to be like at the ball.
Gotcha.
Yep. Like this is your shot, right? And then if you knock it off there, it's done. It counts.
What if you're kind of just like taking a pre-shot routine
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm not sure. Counting that.
Now, I've heard it also is like you must make an attempt to swing at the ball rather than just like, because you can be up there and accidentally knock it off. It doesn't count. But I've heard like if you have a full backswing, then you're committing to the shot.
Is it if you whiff completely, it still counts because that was intentional? You were trying to hit the ball.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, does a whiff like, well, a whiff wouldn't count because the ball didn't go anywhere.
I think
anywhere.
It does, though, because you were purposely trying to hit it and you missed.
I think that's like that's the big debate. Does a whiff count as a stroke if you're like.
No, for us, absolutely not. I'm talking like PGA guys.
Well, even for like even if you're playing for money, does it count?
No. No, you can't. That's so much salt in the wound. That person,
if you're playing for money,
yeah.
Imagine if you're playing $20 a hole.
I still wouldn't count it, even if you were about to take the farm from me. I'm not gonna make you count a whiff.
I'm probably not either.
Yeah,
because I mean, number one, if you're whiffing, we shouldn't be playing $20 a hole. Number two, if you're whiffing, you're probably just not that experienced in golf, which is fine. And the goal for you is just to get better.
Yes.
Right. So we're not gonna. And the goal to getting better is being confident about shooting lower scores and going about it that way. So, yeah, I'm not counting either.
Yeah. Jay, can you Google if it counts in the PGA?
Yeah.
There is some sort of weird rule that, like, it's either a whiff or, like, knocking off the tee or something like that counts.
Well, a gimme is a conceded putt, so anything after that that happens.
Yeah, well, that's count.
In the rules.
Yeah, PGA rules. Our rules are extremely different.
Wow, you are right, Tyler, here. If you miss the ball that you intended to hit, you receive a one-stroke penalty. But if your ball falls off the tee or you accidentally hit it during a practice swing, there's no penalty.
Sure.
Okay.
So,
That's good. That's good to know. So, whiff does count.
Yeah.
So, come simulator time, we got some guys in the office who are just getting into golf and like there's some whiffs. I've actually seen you whiff a couple weeks ago.
Yep. It was bad. I did not feel good about it.
We'll make a big deal out of it, but then we'll just let him have it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't ignore it.
Correct.
Unless the person's like really fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no one saw it. Go again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not bothering me that much.
Yeah. Nice. What is it? Nice practice.
Nice practice swing. Okay. Well, I think now's the time. Go get your discounts.
Mm-hmm.
Get as much golfing as you can for the rest of the year. And then we're rolling into simulator time. So we got to get that sim league going.
Yeah.
We got to get a two-person net score sim league going this winter. And yeah, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll roll into segment two.
Okay. Breaking news in the office simulator world. We have our own course now.
Yeah, we do.
Miles built a course.
Oh,
it's unpublished as of now.
Yes.
But yes, we have our own course.
So that's one of the things you can do with the simulator from Carl's Place. You can build your own course and play on it.
And I mean, Tyler, this is a pitch and putt course. It's no longer than 85 yards and no shorter than 55 yards per hole.
And the greens are all teeny tiny, Miles.
Yes. So talk about the short game and getting that dialed in. Play a little pitch and putt. Mm-hmm. We played last night. I think I went 1 over through 18 and 3 over through 18.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. It is very fun. And it's also something you never work on.
Correct.
No one's going to the range to hit 50-yard chips, you know?
Even though you should be.
You absolutely should be. In our next segment, I have a bit about 50-yard chips. So we'll get over to that soon. But Carl's Place, they hooked us the fuck up. We play on that thing. There's somebody on that simulator almost every night of the week.
There is, yeah.
There is someone on there every night of the week.
Yes.
So not only is it fun to play golf, it brought the office together.
Yeah, big time. And I've been preaching it since day one. Like, it's a great way to get your buddies together in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Save a little money. Hey, you know, they want to come over and play. Just, you know, have them pitch in like $50-$100 for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Help you, you know, with the monthly installments or whatever. It's a great way to get people together and play some golf in the winter.
Well, and it keeps you active too, because like, winter is tough here, man. You can't. The only thing you can do outside is shovel.
Yeah. Like, yep.
You can go out there. You can do a few handful of things, but it's cold. It's miserable. You get a little active in the winter. Have yourself a simulator. Throw a Sunday afternoon. Vikings bye week, obviously, because you're gonna be watching the Vikings on a Sunday afternoon. Even though Carl's from Wisconsin. Yeah. Then Vikings bye week, you get the whole gang in there, you throw Red Zone up on one TV, then you play in the simulator all day. It'll be an absolute fucking vibe. So reach out to Carl's Place. They're unbelievable. They helped us with everything we could have asked for, and we play it all the freaking time. You check out the website. It's Carl of ET, CarlOfET.com. What's our promo code, Ryan?
Double Bogey, 10% off enclosures, launch monitors. And we actually had a couple people who messaged us asking us about our setup. So if you guys are curious about what we have and if that's right for you, or if you want to go with something a little bit different, just shoot us a message. We'll either be able to answer it for you, or we'll get you into the right hands that can.
Yep.
So I will tell you, you're not going to regret the purchase.
No. No. Okay, what are we doing now?
Guys, today we are talking about things on the golf course that make you look like an absolute psychopath.
I want to start with one, and it's not the layup that you guys are thinking of.
Okay, well, we got to get the layup out of the way, too, because everyone thinks that we're just going to immediately go to it.
Okay, go ahead.
Iron covers.
Really? That was your layup?
That's the layup.
Oh, that's 100% layup. Psychoticness and layup.
You wanted, speaking of psychos, you know, I got a set of iron covers from Grandpa. He just gave them to me that he found in his garage. Guess who actually wanted them?
Who?
Former producer, Cody. Cody's like, I fucking want those. I'm like, you're a psycho. Here, take them.
No shit.
And they're not even like nice covers. They're like socks.
Okay. Here is the only situation that iron covers are okay. If you do not have a rain cover for your golf bag to zip that baby up, throw it in the back of your truck where it could be clanging and banging, I believe it is okay to put iron covers on in order to just save the integrity of your clubs.
Only if they're waterproof iron covers. The ones I gave Cody would just get the clubs even more wet.
Well, I'm just talking about like clanging out like on the rhino lining of your pickup or other shit clanging against them. I think they're okay from a travel perspective just to save your clubs a little bit.
Yeah.
But outside of that,
don't get them.
I mean, who the fuck wants to take a cover off and put a cover on
every shot?
90% of your shots. When I get to
it would be every shot because you got a club cover on your driver, most people's three woods, some putters. So it could be every single shot you're taking the club cover off.
I was going to say, so I have a driver, a three wood, and a hybrid. Once I use one, like the first time I use one per round, I take the cover off. That cover is going into the back bin of the golf cart. I am not putting it back on.
Yeah.
So sometimes like it'll take me 8 holes to take the cover off of my three wood because I don't need it until then. But once it's off, it's off.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with that. I put my driver one back on every time because it hits my freaking ball retriever.
Yeah. I don't have a ball retriever. So that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Just the height of the club. It's going to get in the way a little bit.
I should get a cover for my ball. Grandpa Dave, I swear to God, has a cover for his ball retriever.
Really?
I swear to you.
I'll protect it from rust because it's in the water.
That's fucking insane.
And also, I feel like that's an easy piece to like bust off if it gets caught somewhere.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, I'm trying to justify it as much as possible, but I don't think you can.
I'm not sticking up for him. That might be more psychotic than having iron covers. It's having and it's like a nice leather one.
Why?
I don't know, man. Grandpa, that's crazier than iron covers.
But hey, you know, that's an important club in his bag.
He does use it often.
When I went up north to golf in northern Minnesota at Giants Ridge, one of the guys, well, two of the guys we played with, it was a father-son duo, both iron covers. Oof. The one kid was shooting 75, 76 on these tight courses. And his dad was probably shooting mid-80s, low-80s.
Yeah, it's tough to get mad at them when they're really good, too.
I know. But you think, like, you know, if you're a single guy, Bev Cart girl rolls up, they know that stigma of iron covers. Mm-hmm. There's no way they're giving you the time of day.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be, it's immediate red flag. You might as well just make the covers red.
Yeah, plain and simple. Like, make them red so they stand out so other people know not to come near you.
Yeah.
Or not to talk to you.
It's a tough look, guys. Just everything we tell you today, don't do. Okay? We're looking out for you.
Yeah, I would say, and this is a personal opinion of mine, I would say another psychotic move is a black golf glove.
Oh, yeah.
Black golf gloves look fucking weird, dude.
This is turning into list off things Grandpa Dave does.
He has a black golf glove. No shit. Yep.
You know who else has? Alan.
I know. That's what made me think of it was Alan's black golf glove. It's
weird.
I know. It almost looks like your Michael Jackson, like the glove fit. OJ Simpson.
Michael had white gloves.
Had white gloves.
I'm with you. I was just going to say, like, think about all TV campy burglar bad guys wear black leather gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't get over the fact that, I don't know, a white golf glove just looks, it looks natural. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I think they've like the primary color of the golf glove is white.
Yep.
When you get a black one in there, it's like, it's fucking weird.
It looks off.
Yeah. It looks like, it looks like you're in the middle of winter.
It also looks strange too when they're swinging.
Yeah.
Because it like blends in with the grip. 9 times out of 10, your grip is black.
Yeah.
And it just like blends in and it looks really strange.
I know. Phil used to, I'm pretty sure Phil used to go with the double black golf gloves when it was like raining or cold out.
Like double gloves?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think it's crazy when people wear two gloves.
I agree.
That's one of them too. Like, I don't care if it's a fucking hurricane. I'm not putting on two gloves.
Absolutely not. That's screwing something up with my swing. I'm not going to take a chance at it.
That is weird.
Why don't more people not use football gloves as golf gloves? They're so grippy.
I think it'd be too much grip.
You think
so? Because it's going to emphasize, like, your glove has no give. So you're in to out or whatever, it's going to make it spin even more. I don't know. There's got to be some give to it. Otherwise, we would be using them.
Yeah.
Maybe someone just hasn't dove into that yet.
I mean, there are
even batting gloves for baseball.
Well, I've used that before. I've used a pair of Franklin batting gloves as my golf gloves, and they were great.
They're a pair?
Both of them?
One. Sorry. I mean, I only had the one.
Thank God.
Maybe that's a psycho.
Baseball gloves are a lot closer to a golf glove than a football glove.
I would say they're identical almost.
They're pretty damn close. Pretty damn close.
Golf gloves have the little slits in between your fingers, you know? But baseball gloves
don't.
That's
just to keep cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Baseball gloves are less breathy, I would say.
Yeah, because you only wear it for an at-bat and then you immediately take that shit off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some people wear it under their gloves too. My glove was a little bit too loose, so I'd wear a batting glove underneath of my fielding glove.
Yeah, I would too.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Same.
The real baseball guy.
I did that too.
Nice, yeah. It's the way to do it. Creates a nice pocket in there. So yeah, that's another, in my mind, psychotic move is like, you know, you see the black FootJoy gloves and it just looks weird.
It does. It's strange. I think I have a black glove on my character in PGA 2K, but it's because I also just made him after Rip from Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
So he's got to wear a black glove.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe it goes with the aesthetic of like you're wearing a black hat or you're wearing black pants or black shoes or whatever. You know, it could be.
There's a way around it and the glove has to be matching a bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm. I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Oh, I got one here.
Ooh, Jake.
I know that we're all guilty of this. So
we're all
sucks.
Psychos?
We're all a little bit psycho. But when the round is like, when you're in like a 4-man scramble or some shit like that, and somebody starts golfing bad, and then they get really in their head and pissed when that's not the time to get pissed.
Yeah. I'm in between on it. Are they a psycho or are they just not fun?
It's maybe it.
Because I think that's pretty common.
I mean, I've definitely been guilty of that. Scramble, everyone's drinking beers, but like for some reason, I just can't get out of my own head about how I'm golfing.
Are you pouty or are you angry?
Pissed.
I'll tell you what, if someone else is pissed who I'm playing with, I just hope I'm not having a good day and I'm also pissed because there's nothing worse than playing really good yourself and then playing with someone else that's playing really bad.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't want to play with someone who's like that in a scramble ever.
No, and I don't know how the vibes can be bad at all in a scramble.
Right.
Because you're going to be able to contribute one shot somewhere. And that's why you have three other shots on top of your own is so you don't get pissed.
It's like, and even if my team at a scramble is playing like shit, I'm still just like, all right, then we're just going to have fun. Like the one I played in with my bud, the one scramble I didn't play with you guys this year, my buddies and I, we played like absolute dog ass, but we had a good time.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
And then my one buddy was being a spaz and then he realized it and stopped.
Maybe it's a situation where you just like, hopefully you're playing with a group of people where you can tell them like, hey, you need to stop spazzing out. Like,
we're 4 under. It's fine. It's a scramble.
I told the story though. So the day before the wedding I golfed at, we had a big ass 4-man scramble, 40 people, 10 teams. One of the guys I was playing with could not have gotten any more pissed than he already was. And I'm like, dude, how many times have you been out this year? He's like, this is my second time. What? This is your second time out and you expect to be shooting in the 70s?
Yeah.
Or contributing at least on every other shot per hole? Like, you also have to have expectations. Like, hey, what can I take out of this round if I'm not playing good? Maybe I was putting good. Maybe I was driving the ball good. Who the fuck knows? But also, just tune it back a little bit or just start drinking.
Yeah, but my move with that guy in the scramble is like, if we have two shots, one of them theirs that are like, maybe one's just a tiny bit better, I'll make up an excuse why we should use theirs.
Sure. That makes sense.
Like, just throw them a bone. Be like, well, actually, I like this one more. We got more green to work with. And then we're it's pin high, even though the other one's like 10 yards closer and probably an easier chip.
Yeah.
Take the other guys. You make up something. Then they're like, I contributed to this team. Yeah. I'm not going to freak out anymore.
I feel that.
Yeah.
We got to get into another four-man scramble before the end of the year.
One more. We can find one more somewhere.
You guys say it every episode. You guys got to do it.
We've only done one.
We could do Leonard. Leonard's got one.
When's
coming
the Global
soon.
Night?
I don't know.
Also, Pete, you guys have been watching the videos of us at Leonard CC. Like, people love Leonard CC.
They're phenomenal. The people are great. The course is great. Go there.
Let me fucking tell you about this shot at Leonard CC the other day. I don't even remember what video we were filming. But we went up to hole number 9, windows at our back, and I'm like, I'm driving the green on this one for sure. So I try and draw it like kind of around the trees back onto the green. And if you don't know Leonard CC, number 9 is like a 250, 260 yard par 4. It's very drivable, especially with the wind at your back. Wind was at our back. Last time I ended up short because the wind was in our face. So I'm like, all right, I'm going for this one. And I hit the most mammo drive I've hit all year, but I hit it straight at the clubhouse. It didn't draw.
No.
So I don't know what happened, but if you've been there, you know that the parking lot is behind the clubhouse on the other side, like from where the tee box would be. My ball ended up in the parking lot on the other side of the clubhouse, 10 feet from my truck.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, I'm not going to finish this hole out. So I think it's just time to go. Yeah. It was, and then we let a guy play through on like hole number 5. He was on hole number 1 because he was playing 18.
Yep.
And he's like, looks like you maybe need to club down a little bit. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Well,
you're telling me I need to club down. Last time I was short.
Well, you did almost hit him and the cars. So
did we yell four?
We did, I think.
Yeah, you guys did yell four. I got it on video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we probably did because we yell four even when we don't need to sometimes. So.
Yeah.
That's
we are the exact opposite of people withholding fours. So.
We did the math on it, on how far that ball went. It hit the cart path and had a total yardage of over 360 yards.
It's 357.
357. Okay.
I mapped it out on the app. 357 from the tee.
And I probably had if I would have hit off the parking lot, I had to go over the clubhouse, back onto the green. Probably would have been a 100-yard shot.
Yeah, I think. Back onto the green. I think it would have been technically OB.
I
played it as I just said, let's go.
Yeah.
My truck's right here. We're not leaving.
Yep. Well, I wouldn't finish the hole.
I did too, but I dropped next to you.
Yep. That's fair.
Okay. What other psychotic things you got on the course?
Anybody that's whipping the rangefinder out inside of 60 yards. Psycho.
I mean,
it's a feel. Really, a feel shot anyway.
Yeah,
you don't need to be ranging the pin. You can fucking step it off in 10 steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at this day and age, they have flags that tell you if the pin is front, middle, or back. Well, usually, it's like color coded, or they have like a little tiny flag on the flag stick. Like it's at the bottom, it's a front pin. Top is a back pin. Middle is a middle pin.
Awesome. It's also you can see it.
Yeah,
you're 50 yards away. You can see where the pin is nine times out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I've never.
It's just so unnecessary.
Well, I've literally never owned a rangefinder.
Really?
Never.
Hmm.
I just use the app.
I have a hunting one that I used to use, and then I got the app.
That's fair.
Yeah,
but I think the golf rangefinders are specific to where it, like, picks up like the magnetic fucking force or whatever in the flagstick. You know that little tube on the flagstick?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is for. The rangefinder to
really
the correct yardage. Yep.
Huh. I didn't know that.
I have no clue.
I think that's speculation.
What Google else would it be? What else would it be for?
I don't know. I think just to keep it.
Google it. Say, what's the little tube on golf flag sticks?
All right. I got it.
I'm trying to think of something else too. You know what? This isn't necessarily a psychotic move, but what I think is weird is when people pack a bunch of snacks in their bag.
You're always hungry on the course. I feel like you should start doing this.
I know, but I don't, unless it's at the turn when there's a little tiny break, my mind is not thinking about what I'm going to have for a snack next. Mm. I'm so dialed on the course with number one, the vibes, number two, the people I'm playing with, and number three, just like my game in general, that I'm not even thinking about how hungry I am. Now, when I will realize it is when I start getting lightheaded.
Yeah.
And I almost like I'm on the verge of passing out because I haven't drank water or I haven't eaten anything in 3.5 hours.
That happens to us because when we golf in the morning, we're like, we never get out there when we're supposed to. So we don't ever have time to eat breakfast. And then you and I were like on usually starts around like hole 8.
Yeah, start to black out a little bit.
Yeah, you crouch down to line up your putt. And then when you stand up, you start seeing a little black.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, I need to eat, drink some water, do something.
Yes, it cures everything.
Yeah.
But if you're like, before a round, if you got snacks and shit like that ready to go, like I can understand eating something beforehand, but if they're in your bag, I think that's a little bit weird in my mind.
Yeah.
The only thing you should have in your bag is a bottle of water that's been sitting in there for 2 years. And if you're in a bind, you take a quick sip of it and continue to leave it in there for the next 2 years.
Yep. Yeah. You kind of maybe just throw it away at that point.
I mean,
water the grass.
I've had the same water bottle in my bag all year.
Ugh.
I bought it at a gas station. Put it in the holder. Haven't took a sip of it yet.
You know how like you leave a glass of water out on your nightstand for a couple of days and then you take a drink and it's all stale and gross and dusty. That's what that's going to be, even though it's sealed.
Yeah. It hasn't even been opened. So we'll have to do a test on it.
Dude, there was one. You're completely derailing this. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Opening morning hunting.
Mm.
I'm getting thirsty and I look in my bag and there's a bottle of water. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Dad threw a bottle of water in here for me. And I just undo it, start chugging it. It had to have been at least a year or two old.
And it didn't taste good.
No, it was awful. And it was sealed. So apparently water can go bad.
Nope.
Cause I tasted it and it tasted like this, like when you smell a locker room, it's all musty.
Sure.
It tasted like that smell, if that makes any sense.
Kind of. Yeah.
And it was that's probably what's happening to your bottle of water. So you need to get a new one to sit
there.
Well,
here's the thing. I typically golf in the mornings and I don't drink water when it's cold out because I don't feel the need to drink water when it's cold out. I only drink it when it's hot out.
It's so important to hydrate when
it's
cold out.
I know. So that's why that bottle of water, it will be sitting in there till next year.
Yeah. I'll get you a new one.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
What, you guys got any more psychotic moves on the golf course?
I mean, psycho moves. I disagree with the snacks thing, but that's me.
I
don't tell me you're packing snacks in your bag for a round.
I think it's strange. I don't think it's psychotic either.
Yeah. I would never like.
And I think I preface it with that. I think I said, I think it's weird.
Yeah. I'm more jealous of that person than I am like,
true,
you're crazy. I wish I thought of that.
Yeah. I also don't want my hands to get greasy.
Yeah. That's why you got a glove.
I will say one thing that I think is psychotic is people who have those like uber decorative driver covers, like maybe it's a mascot or something like that.
My cousin's like that?
My cousin's got a bag where he's got Bucky the Badger, Goldie the Gopher. He's got, you know, a
limited
chipmunk.
I'm fine with one.
Limit it to one of them. That's all I'm saying. It's a little weird that he's got all these, and not to mention conflicting mascots. I mean, come on, go Gophers.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's a little weird.
Limited to one. Otherwise, you'd be looking like fucking Snow White out there. You got every woodland creature on your bag.
Yeah.
But I don't dislike the animal head covers, but having more than one is a bit odd.
I think they'll come back eventually. I think it was big for a long time, let's say 10, 20 years ago, because Tiger had the classic Tiger as his driver head cover. Mm-hmm. And you see a lot of people still with that to this day. I think they've kind of teetered off a little bit. They've gotten a little bit too like childish and like kiddish, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they'll make an appearance again.
Yeah,
I think it'll be more so in the design of a normal leather head cover. It'll be more so like those will get crazier versus like the furry Chewbacca, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I got Matt a beaver one. So Matt's got a beaver on his bag now.
Sure.
Yeah. One is great. One is fine.
Yeah. And I got one more psychotic move. And I'm going to save Ryan here because he is the inspiration for this, but he doesn't normally do this. He just did it in one of the videos and got toasted for it.
Mm.
Eating your hot dog at the turn with your glove on.
Again, I don't want to take my glove off.
Well, you did it on purpose? I thought you just did it on accident because we were shooting a video quick.
No, I did it on purpose. I never, I never take my glove off during a round.
That's so gross.
Rarely. Because it's sweaty underneath. If you take it off,
it's sweaty,
your hand gets
on
cold.
It too.
And then putting your hand back into a sweaty glove is not fun.
But also eating your hot dog with the sweaty glove is gross.
No, it's sweaty on the inside. It's not sweaty on the outside. If it was sweaty on the outside, then the glove would be useless because
it does soak through.
It does not.
With Ryan on this one.
Not in North Dakota weather, it doesn't.
It's nasty.
No, it's not.
It's gross, dude.
It's also a bun, though.
I know. But I think it's such a strange and weird look.
No.
And it's gross. Well, the comments disagree. You got toasted for that.
I also putt with a glove on, so come at me for that.
I stuck up for you. I didn't think you did it often, but now I'm going to have to rescind my support.
I play every single shot with a glove on.
Okay. Same.
Drive, iron, chip, putt, hot dogs, beers, everything. Also, drinking a beer, like if it's perspirating a little bit, get a little water on there, kind of wash it up with the other hand. Yeah. Gets grippier. Yeah.
Also, golfers are all about consistency. I don't know why the putting with a glove on is weird.
You're supposed to feel the same. You're supposed to have better touch with no glove.
Yeah, but you want everything to feel the same, right?
Well, you don't want your putting stroke to feel the same as your drive.
I do.
Why? Are you putting you drive?
I just want my grip to feel the same. I just want that. I don't know.
I understand it. Then
they would make putter grips the same as they do driver grips.
Yeah, but then they would make all grips exactly the same. They don't.
Pretty much.
I think it's just creature of habit.
Every grip's the same except the putter.
It's a creature of habit type deal.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I'm not defending the people that are upset about you guys putting with no gloves on, but I'm just telling you the reason why people don't put with gloves on is for touch.
Maybe this is a psychotic move that I actually might start doing. I might, when I'm at home having supper, I might just put my golf glove on.
Send us a picture.
Okay, deal.
Okay.
I mean, especially for how crusty it is now.
Gross.
It can't get any worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want that crusty glove on your food.
Some chicken wings with your gloves on.
Ugh.
I mean, also, when we were younger, we were eating shit off the floor.
3-second rule, though, it's different.
I don't think eating with a glove on is a huge deal.
I didn't either, and then I saw everyone commenting on that. I'm like, I think they're right. Ryan looks crazy right now eating it with his glove on.
You just let the masses get to your head, Tyler.
I think I believe him. I think I believe him.
I don't let him get to me.
I saw it, and I'm like, man, he does have a wild look in his eye as he does this.
But at the same time, man, that guy has shot a 77 with that golf glove.
Not at that point you hadn't.
Correct, but he eventually would have.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see a lot of people saying that, man, that guy is going to shoot a 77.
Yeah, that is true, Tyler. Nobody did comment that.
I'm going to go comment that right now.
Do it from your burner. We're going to know what Ryan's burner is now.
There we go.
Or everyone listening to this podcast, you can go to the what's better at the turn. Is it the little water glasses or eating a hot dog? Go onto that post and be like, yeah, guy looks like he can shoot 7-7. Oh, it feels so good. That's why I didn't go out last weekend, because I don't have to.
You just don't ever have to golf again, remember?
The goal is over.
Well, 75 is your new goal.
76 is the new goal, but that's the next year goal, because I actually don't know, but I'm just going to enjoy time with the family. I'm going to enjoy my fall. I'm going to do a bunch of pheasant hunting. I'm going to hit the simulator a lot, and I am going to take some of the stress off myself on the weekends.
Okay.
So that's what my fall is going to be looking like.
Okay. Let's get out of here.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Episode 108. 5. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Bye. Hell, that's a breakfast ball.